Rutger Bruning is the chief executive officer of Story Terrace, who have recently commissioned research looking into what people across the UK and in Kent know about their parents. Story Terrace are a ghost writing service who, through their dedicated team of writers, document the life stories of everyday folk and publish these tales in beautifully bound books. I hadn't come across this before. I thought you might be interested in this. I was wondering if he'd come onto my show, and I'm glad to say he will. Here he is now. Rutger, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
First of all, it's a novel story idea. We'll talk about Kent in a minute. What is it that you do? What does ghostwriting actually mean?
It means that our writers write on behalf of other people. So they write in their words, in the first person, their life story.
So ghostwriting means that you write the words of a person's story.
Correct. So our ghostwriters, they go to people's homes, they interview them about their lives, and they basically use their own words, and they restructure them a little bit to make it a wonderful, readable book, which hopefully will last for many decades or centuries.
I'm just wondering what gave you the idea to do this, because I haven't heard of anyone doing this before, not on a commercial basis like this.
So I spent quite a lot of time with my grandparents, and especially my grandfather was a great storyteller. He was in the resistance in the Second World War in Holland, which is where I was born. He traveled after the war to the Caribbean with my grandmother, where he worked as a physician. So there were a lot of tales that really struck a chord with me. And when he and my grandmother passed, I regretted that I didn't record their stories because they ultimately faded much quicker than I could ever have imagined at that time.
You've done some research in Kent, so let's move into that. What did you discover about the people of Kent in terms of, for example, how much they know about their parents?
37% of the people in Kent say that they know very little about their parents' lives before they became parents. So sort of the early years of when they met and their younger years. And the same amount of people says 37% that they learn more about their parents indirectly, for example, from discovering pictures and family possessions or overhearing conversations, speaking to other family members, than by talking to them directly. So that is, those are quite stunning numbers, especially because 45% of people believe that their parents have made life-changing sacrifices to provide them with a life-changing opportunity. So it's not that we don't care about our parents, we just don't know enough about them.
Is Kent more or less knowledgeable than other parts of the country, in your opinion, about parents? Or is it about the same everywhere?
It is quite similar. It actually, when it comes to the 37%, is the same as the national average. And Kent is slightly lower, but almost the same in terms of the life-changing sacrifice that the parents made.
And I suppose if people use your service, then you can not just find out more, but record it for posterity.
Absolutely. So we're very proud every day when a book comes out, because we know that it's a really joyful moment for people to share now with their family, and it raises a lot of interesting conversations that brings people closer together. But we also know that the next generations will be able to learn more about their grandparents and great grandparents.
And therefore, I suppose the challenge really for people is to decide that they're willing to go through the process. How long does it take to do?
The average people take generally around 12 weeks to go through the process, where we start sending them some questions so they can start thinking about their lives. Some people take some notes, and then we start with the interviews after they've had a little bit of time to digest that.
And how long is the final work usually in terms of size?
The average is around 100 pages, including photos. People tend to have about 10 chapters to which they add two or three photos from the different stages of their lives. So some of our clients, they spend many months looking for a specific picture that they care about. And which is actually also a great added value, is that these pictures from throughout people's lives are put into one document.
I suppose that if you do enough such books in a region such as Kent, you develop a kind of archive of the county.
Absolutely. And now hopefully we have now sold over 1,000 books for different customers. Our ambition is much bigger than that. And that will mean that hopefully we can rebuild history from the ground up, where you can find people that live in your streets. Potentially we would have multiple people, different eras, maybe around specific historical events that happened, but all from the bottom up as opposed to from sort of academic historical research.
Just out of interest, do you have fixed rates, or do the rates change according to the size of the task?
We do have fixed rates, although we have different packages depending on the length of the book that you can find on our website. So it's very transparent how many hours of interviews you pay for, how many words and pages the book will be.
And the website's called Story Terrace?
Story Terrace, TERRACE.com.
What sort of stories have particularly struck you? What have you discovered in your research, things that might be of particular interest?
What we see is that actually almost everyone that shares their book with family members, that they find out new things that they didn't know, even if they have very close relations. And the other thing that always strikes me is that people are sometimes wary to start the process, but once they get into it, they decide that they want to do it really well, and they want to tell their life story in sort of the fullest way, even the more difficult parts of it, which I personally think is a really beautiful thing, and that also, and I suppose, brings people closer together once the books are finished.
Is there a big team working with you, or a fairly small knit group?
We are 16 people within the company, that's including our editorial staff, which are in-house, and then we work with freelance writers. In the UK, we have around 130 freelance writers across the country, including Kent, that we work with.
And you said you'd done over 1,000 books already. Does everyone get involved? When you do this 12-week process, who would contribute? If let's say there's a family of five with grandparents around, who contributes to the book?
Financially, often a lot of people contribute because it's often a gift for a special occasion, say a 75th birthday. In terms of making the book, we actually make the book with the person the book is about, and it's really up to them. And we actually create a very sort of private environment for them, where they work with their writer, which is someone that understands their background, that they feel comfortable with, and the writer is really there to help them one-on-one.
I wish I'd thought of your idea, Rutger. I wish it was my company. It sounds like a really interesting thing to do.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, at the end of the day, what kind of comments do you get from your clients whenever they finally get their finished work?
They absolutely love the time with their writers. So when we look on the Google reviews that we get, and obviously when we talk ourselves with customers, they always mention the writer because they built over the hours and going back and forth on the drafts, they build a really special relationship because they talk about things that they don't talk about very often with anyone else. I always find that very special, that and also from the writer perspective, they absolutely love the work because they get to talk to people about things that happen in their real lives that matters.
And do you go to your clients, or do they have to come to you?
We go to them, and so our 130 writers are across the country, and we match people with writers that are local to them, so that they can go into their home, they can see the pictures that they have, any other important elements of their lives in the home, and those are often also conversation starters.
130 writers, that's a pretty big army.
Yes, we want to be able to offer people a writer that really fits with them. So if people have specific requirements, sometimes even double language requirements, or specific professional backgrounds, we want to make sure that we deliver the right writer for each client.
Tell us again your contact details.
It's storyterrace.com, it's basically the easiest way to find out more.
Thanks so much for joining us. Fascinating subject, Rutkund. When you get clients in Kent, do let us know. We might share some of the work that you do, subject, of course, to the agreement of your clients.
We certainly will. Thank you very much for having me.
Real pleasure. That was interesting. I thought he'd be interesting. He didn't disappoint. Story Terrace, how about that? I haven't heard of such a service. Maybe it exists, but 130 writers. They match the writers to the character of the person they're writing about. Interesting. Yeah, I wish I'd thought of that idea. That sounds potentially very profitable. Listening to BBC Radio Kent with me, Len.